Sheila, would you like to introduce our next guest?
Well, our guest this morning is Jada Johnson from Glacier Hills. Jada's the clinical marketing liaison. Welcome again.
Good morning. Thank you.
Jada, first, please tell us a little bit about Glacier Hills.
Glacier Hills is amazing. I joined the team about 4 weeks ago, and I've had a new perspective on everything there. It is a nonprofit organization. It is a community over there. We have our care and rehab center, which is short-term rehab. If somebody has a stroke, a fall, hip or knee surgery, they are able to come to our building and rehab and, of course, go home. We also do provide long-term care at our building. We have dementia services. And then we also have the rest of our community, which is our assisted living. We have our independent living, and we have villas there. And Glacier Hills even expands further than that. We have home care, and we have durable medical equipment.
That's a very thorough description. You're the clinical marketing liaison. What are your responsibilities?
My responsibilities are to go to hospitals and to do marketing at the hospitals. I meet with potential patients into our building just to help them be comfortable at coming to Glacier Hills. Making the transition to come to a subacute rehab center is very tough on people. Lots of people are a younger age that are coming and doing rehab at our center. And then there are some patients that are a little bit older that come. Everybody has reservations about coming. I go to the hospital. I answer questions for them. As simple as, what do I wear? What do I bring to Glacier Hills? What should I wear in the rehab center? I do that. I also work a lot with physicians about clinical outcomes at our building. I work with different rehab departments. And then I also work with the community. And this is just a huge community that I'm getting used to here.
Jada, how did you end up at Glacier Hills?
I joined the team at Glacier Hills approximately 4 weeks ago. 3 years ago, I started my profession in Lenawee County, and I took a tour of Glacier Hills, and it was a dream to work there. And with the help of the executive director and other team members there, I was able to join the staff. It's just amazing when you walk in the front doors to see how big it is and to know the type of commitment each particular employee has to bettering that person's life that comes into our building. And I wanted to be a piece of that puzzle.
Is there anything specific that you like best so far about the organization?
I love that Glacier Hills is a non-for-profit. Everything at our building has a purpose or a next step. So that is going to contribute to the growth of the community. So for example, our care and rehab center, if you drive past our building, we are breaking ground for an 80-bed private room facility that will be opening in 3 years. And that is from the help of people that patronize our building, have the rehabs care at our building, and then also through generous donations from people in the community, different types of members that are on committees at our building.
Our guest is Jada Johnson from Glacier Hills, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Jada, what's a typical day in the life of a clinical marketing liaison?
There's no typical day. Wear comfortable shoes. My purpose, again, is to go out and help people feel secure in going to a center. Most of the time, people think with a rehab center that they're just automatically going to be admitted there for long-term care. They have those reservations. And more, we are helping people to see that short-term rehab is the way to go. When you're at a hospital for multiple days, you have 24-hour-a-day care, and then all of a sudden you go home and then you have nobody there to help you. So a short-term rehab is a step down from that. We give you that 24-hour care. Then the next step after that is to discharge somebody home with a home health service or services of senior partners, which is a private duty company.
Jada, I know Glacier Hills has a lot of fun activities, some fundraising events. Do you get involved in some of that?
I do. I can't sit still ever. Some of the fundraising activities that we have going on right now is every Friday for the month of September, our staff can pay a dollar and we raise money for the Humane Society here in Washtenaw County. And and it's so neat. Everybody has little stickers, and the Humane Society is just near and dear to me, just like working in a rehab center. It's my calling, but I also just think that the organization, the Humane Society, is a great thing to support. We also have different events where they're making hot dogs and puppy chow at the end of the week, and people can pay for that lunch, and all the proceeds go to the Humane Society. And as I said, Glacier Hills is not-for-profit, so they contribute the food for the function, and again, all the proceeds go to the Humane Society.
And what advice do you have for families that think they might need additional care for a loved one?
The best advice that I can give somebody right up front is to make sure to tour the area. There's quite a few different skilled nursing facilities in the area. Take a tour of them. Not all of them are the same. No two are the same. And then that will also, again, help calm their questions that they have. Do your research on this center and make sure that you're picking the best appropriate one for your loved one.
And you're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. We're talking with Jada Johnson, the Clinical Marketing Liaison with Glacier Hills in Ann Arbor. Jada, what do you think are the major misconceptions in the public about senior care facilities?
The major misconception that I believe is, funny enough, is just that the different buildings have an odor to them. You guys can all, I'm sure, appreciate this. Sheila, Alan, you've been into different rehab centers. So that's a misconception. Again, Glacier Hills is a beautiful center to walk into. Another misconception, as I said before, is just that people have to stay long term. And that is not the truth. You can choose to stay at different places long term. However, subacute rehab is just rehabbing and going home. There's other agencies that help you to stay in your home longer and longer these days.
You have considerable experience with elder care facilities. How do you think they've changed over the years?
In the last probably 10 years, they have evolved a great deal. There's different people that come in and credit skilled nursing facilities, state surveyors come in, and there's a lot in place to just make sure that everybody is given the greatest quality of care. 10 years ago, there was lots of stigma of nursing homes or calling them homes, and again, we've evolved since then and become rehab centers, and just the quality of people that are hired into centers such as ours. It's amazing the process that you have to go through in order to be employed at Glacier Hills. You have to be fingerprinted. You have a background check. You are drug tested. And 10 years ago, those things didn't occur. So you know at our center, as well as other centers, that you have quality people that are taking care of your loved one.
So it sounds like the elder care industry, in your opinion, is definitely moving in the right direction.
I agree, Alan. It is moving in the right direction.
Our guest is Jada Johnson with Glacier Hills, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. So Jada, when you're talking about people having surgery, going into subacute rehab and not staying in the hospital for as long or not having long-term care and going home, I would think that one of the biggest concerns they might have in doing that so quickly is falling in their house. What types of things do you do to help them not fall?
Amazingly, Sheila, one-third of the people over the age of 65 and half over 75 fall each year. 66% of elders in senior housing fall each year. Some of the things that can be done to avoid those falls are always keeping areas free of clutter and ensure clear paths through every room. Tack down loose carpet. Changes in floor levels should be clearly marked with contrasting tape. That's a simple measure, but none of us think of that, do we?
And it can really be a big help.
That is correct. Maintain proper lighting. Use night lights and automatic lights. Always keep walkways illuminated. Carrying loads small enough not to block your vision. I don't know about you guys, but when I carry laundry, I want the biggest pile that I can so I can only make one trip.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, carrying loads small enough not to block your vision. Another great tip for people that go home from subacute rehabs is to always make sure that you have your cell phone with you or a cordless phone with you in every single room that you go into. As I said, one-third of the people over the age of 65 have falls. And lots of people can't get up from that fall. So if you have your cell phone or a cordless phone with you, you're able to call 911. You're able to call your family members to come and help you. That way you don't lay on the floor for an extended period of time.
And I'm also thinking when the phone rings, it's right there. You don't have to rush for it.
That's true. That's true. That also avoids falls there as well. Yes. It's amazing, too, that older adults are hospitalized for falls related to injuries 5 times more often than they are from other causes. So 5 times more than strokes, 5 times more than elected surgeries. Isn't that just an amazing amount for a fall?
That is an incredible statistic and just shows you how incredibly important fall prevention is.
That is correct, yes.
Jada, do you have a story about work you'd want to share?
I do. My first week at Glacier Hills, we admitted a gentleman that was from California. He came to Glacier Hills. He ended up at the U of M. His family is from Traverse City. They wanted subacute rehab, so they placed him in our building. When he came into us, he could not walk. He could not talk. He could not stand alone. He had to have an alarm that would signal staff in case he would stand up because we did not want him to fall. And as I was walking down the hallway one day, about 2 weeks later, he was using a walker. He had the great biggest smile on his face, and he said good morning to me. And it was amazing to see in such a short period of time the leaps that he had overcome in order to get that far. It was just amazing. My other favorite story of being at Glacier Hills is as clinical marketing liaison, I go and I visit with patients and their families, as I said, to just give them security about coming to our center. And when I met this little gal, she said, "I can sleep better tonight knowing that my husband is coming to Glacier Hills."
Oh, that's very cool.
That's great.
That's
yes.
Got to make you feel very good.
Yes.
And more personally, what do you like best about your job?
I like everything about my job. However, some of the neatest things that I like that's in coordination with my job is working with not only our residents, but also the staff at Glacier Hills. We have very caring nurses aides. We have very caring nurses. And we have caring people all the way up to the top levels, including our CEO. We also have a great board because we are non-for-profit. So we have a board that regulates everything at our building. But some of the things that we have going on at Glacier Hills, we have programs such as scholarship programs, where people can donate for the scholarship and staff can win those awards and continue their education. There's lots of nurses aides that desire to move on and become nurses, and then nurses become RNs and unit managers and directors of nursing. So it's amazing how much growth there is in a skilled nursing facility center.
Well, that's just a great benefit, especially mm-hmm. for people at the lower rungs that aspire to move up.
That is correct. That's correct. And sometimes, you know, people just need that little extra boost and that little help in our world. And so it's neat that they're able to have that with us.
Well, Jada, how can listeners contact Glacier Hills or get in touch with you?
Listeners can call our number of 734-769-0177. You can also look at glacierhills.org. Again, our number is 734-769-0177.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Jada. It's been great to have you on the show.
Thank you. And again, congratulations on your 1-year anniversary of Everything Elderly.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jada.